kids are getting situated in their huge, huge, wonderful classroom back there. It's huge. See, we got to see this thing by faith. By faith. It's by faith that we get things. Father, we bless it in Jesus' name. Wonderful return in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to share something with you. I'm going to make sure to do it and get you out of here fairly quick. My stomach is speaking to me. Some of y'all that know me, I'm about to hear some amens, because looking at some of y'all, that donut didn't do the trick. All right. Now you're going to miss. There it is. All right, we're having a fundraiser March 23rd. You might want to mark that down on your calendar. March 23rd is going to be a time where God is going to pour out just a powerful blessing on you, because it's my birthday. March 23rd, from 11 to 4, we're going to be right outside here in the enclosed area, because this parking lot that comes around the back actually can go all the way out. So we'll have a barbecue. Minister Baye is going to get with some of y'all men to help, you know, grill everybody else. We're also seeking financial support from Bill Miller's and HEB to see if they can donate for us. Our Christmas, our stockings, so much of it was donated for us, food as well. Just say favor, because we have favor.
Amen. Favor.
Amen. Now, I want you to see this right here, the portable building. Our goal is to raise $10,000. Oh, y'all thought that God couldn't do that. Oh, okay, you just heard four testimonies. That's nothing for God. I'll be the first to tell you up front, I don't like doing all kinds of fundraisers, because I believe he is the one that does it. Amen? But in this, I want you to get blessed in whatever you do to serve, because that blessing is yours. Not everything has to be financial. Some of it is just helping out. Some of you cooks are going to be cooking, and not burning, but cooking. Okay, just make sure we got that. Y'all going to get blessed just because you helped out.
Amen.
All right. Here's what the building looks like. It's a portable building. This is not our building. This is not our facility. So we would have to go with a portable. As you see here, it has a facility the kids can be in. It has two rooms, one big area, a welcome area, a sign-in, registration area, a restroom, and closet. But this is what the kids need as well. Do you see that?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but Pastor Inez and I need that for us outside as well. It's a stress reliever. I spoke to the manager of the complex here. And no problem on either one of these. That was actually built for the daycare that used to be next door. He says, we can use it, no fee. Oh, amen. Favor, favor. Now, getting this means we need to get this. Not the kids, we have plenty of those. We need tables and chairs and other articles. But can you say, when you get started in something, God finishes it? Amen. We just have a responsibility to do something. Amen? Yeah. All right. Kingdom Kids, this is what we're believing in. I want you to vision this, because this is something that right now is what we are in need of for our children. Amen? Why is it we can be in a nice big room for us, but we don't have room for the kids? So let's build the room for the kids. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I can have you believing in all of this and God have another plan. But I need to show you something to get you focused on what we need right now. Bible says that God's ways are not our ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts. Why? Because he always does more and above of what we even ask or even think. Amen. All right. What I want you to do is understand what God is doing in us right now. I want you to go to this scripture real quick. Go to Ephesians 2:19. Ephesians 2:19-22. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn there, even though it's up on the screen. Ephesians 2:19 through 22. This is in the Amplified that is on the screen, but I want you to have it in your Bible and mark it down. I'm going to show you what the Lord has been speaking to me concerning change for 2013. Change. Change is a process. Say process.
Process.
It's a process. It's not a project. It's a process. Now, what I want you to see up on the screen here, this is how the Amplified reads, is, therefore, you are no longer outsiders, exiles, migrants, and aliens excluded from the rights of citizens, but you now share citizenship with the saints, God's own people, consecrated and set apart for himself, and you belong to God's own household. You are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself, the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined, bound, welded together harmoniously, and it continues to rise, grow, increase into a holy temple in the Lord, a sanctuary dedicated, consecrated, and sacred to the presence of the Lord. In him and in fellowship with one another, you yourselves are also are being built up. Say built up. You are being built up into the structure with the rest to form a fixed abode, dwelling place of God, and by through the Son, through the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Do you see, you're being built up. Say that, I'm being built up. Are you completed right now? Are you at your final stage in growth?
No.
So when you got saved, is that all we needed to do is just get saved?
No.
Oh, there's so much more. So much more. For those of you that have recently purchased a new vehicle, or someone that's going to go purchase a new vehicle, for someone that's going to get vehicles that are brand new right off the showroom floor. Oh, now y'all get excited with me. I don't know about you, but what I do, just like I did with that trailer and I did with that, I have to see what I want. I don't just say, I'm going to give me a truck. Well, what kind? There are so many trucks. You ask me now, ask my children, they'll tell you exactly what truck I want. Because it's all over my house. Pasted everywhere.
Amen.
And they look at it, Dad, you don't get that truck? I'm getting that truck right there. But then I had to go a step further. And don't just look at the outside and what it looks like. I got to see what's on the inside. I got to see all the gadgets that are there for me. Because most men have a tendency to kind of play with gadgets. Even though they don't know what it's about, what it's for, what it's used for, how to operate it, but they like gadgets. The more buttons that are in a vehicle, the better the vehicle is. For some reason, we just like to look like it's a plane or something, all gadgets everywhere. Ask what it is. I have no idea. But it looks good. It just looks like it's a truck for pastor because it's got gauges everywhere. Has a navigation that I made sure that it wouldn't have a woman's voice to tell me which way to turn. It has a navigation on there that's going to have a man's voice and it's going to tell me, brother, we're lost. Pull over, ask for directions, or look to your wife and say, baby, I should have listened to you. That's what we kind of real GPS we need. Because half the time you're looking at the GPS, you take the wrong turn anyhow. Or it doesn't tell you in advance the turn you're supposed to make. Turn left now. You passed that turn a long time ago. It's a process. It's a process. A project is something that we have that we know that when we start it, once it's completed, it's finished. Give my aunts and my mama a can of spray paint. You are going to see spray paint all over the place because they may have been spraying just a vase. But you will have patio furniture that's been sprayed the same color. You will have bird feeders sprayed the same color. You may see a dog running down the middle of the living room with that spray paint on there. Because once you start a project, it just seems like other projects kind of pop up. Kind of like a process that we're in. But the project, if you were to finish the project, that project is done. But with God, you're in a process, and that process has an end, but there's never a change unless you want to be changed. You can go through the process and come out, so I came out of my process. Did you fulfill what God needed for you to fulfill? Okay, I can tell y'all are there now. So I haven't come out yet, so how am I going to know? I haven't come out of my process yet. But when God begins a thing, he finishes it. Because he knows the end from the beginning. It's a process that we must go through. Because we're being built up. We're being built up. A process. Romans 8:28 in the King James Version says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." So many people quote this. And a lot of what they say is that all things work together, all things, for the good that love God. And then what they do is say that all of your afflictions and all of the sickness and disease is because God sent it. That's a lie. God will never put a disease on your life to say that's for your own good. Preachers will preach from the pulpit and tell you, you have this sickness because God wants to show you mercy and grace. I look at my children and I pray every day that nothing comes on them that should not be on them. Much less to have God the Father tell me, Marty, you're going to get sick so you know how much I love you. No, God doesn't put that on you. You're probably not going to like how I'm going to say this one, but here's the truth. Your process took a long time to get you where you're at right now. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Long time? Yeah. 40 years of eating tortillas and beans and papas. And for this favorite dish that is made from heaven is weenies rancheras. Y'all may not understand this, but my people know. Weenies. That's called like hot dog wieners. You can doctor that thing up so many look like a steak when you eat it. But in reality, you eat all that stuff. You eat all that flour that's made with lard to make it taste better. You know what I'm talking about. Then that the beans that have all that bacon grease and the fat back in it just to make it taste good. And then when you really bite into it, you say, oh, this is so good. But 40 years of that has been a process to get you to where you're at right now. But then you say, I got high blood pressure. I got cholesterol issues. And my arteries are clogged. And God has to remove it. Did God give you it?
No.
Or did you do it?
We did it.
Oh, we did it. So if we did it, guess what God's going to tell you to do?
Change diet.
Change. Change. But yet. Say, but yet. Say,
but
oh,
yet.
I love y'all. I love y'all. Huh? We want to stand right up here in this altar and say, Lord, I need you to take away all of this. And I got about 10 more minutes to eat those donuts before someone gets one. I got diabetes, but I won't change my diet. Oh. Ouch. I know. I know it. Or say it to you this wise. I've worked so hard for this 12-pack. I heard that. In reality, we would be walking around what we call a pony keg. You notice the jacket don't quite close all the way. Oh, I make fun of myself. I don't care. when you do this and the button just kind of starts crying for mercy, you know you've been doing something for a process of a long time. Because when you bought the coat, it wasn't how it fit to begin with. When you bought the coat, it looks good, right, man? Why are you going to get mad at God? Because your clothes don't fit. The devil really shows up on Sunday mornings. Because on Sunday mornings, you look in that closet like, I ain't got nothing to wear. Baby, what's wrong? You have all these clothes. None of them fit. I have a gray cat that is bipolar. Listen to me. Those that have been to my house know my cat. Those that know my kitty cat is my kitty cat. Nobody else is in the house but mine. Anybody else tries to pet that cat, she'll let you love on her for a little bit. The moment you think you're in real good with her, she got you. Riff! Mm-hmm. It's my kitty cat. So when I go into my closet Saturday nights when I get my stuff ready or Sunday morning, Cat used to walk with me in there until she felt the presence of a demon called Pastor. Because the moment I looked up to my closet, it don't fit me, it's getting tight around here. It's old, it's last year's stuff. Oh, I can talk about myself, because if I talk about y'all get mad. My cat look at me like, phew. She afraid I'm about to throw her out. Now, you think it'd be over once I leave, but then the queen steps in. And when the queen goes into that sanctuary, I know when it's been a bad morning. Because after church, I get home. She had been fighting with the devil all morning. Because I see it all over the bed. Baby, was the devil with you this morning? Oh, you don't know what I went through this morning. So here's my bipolar cat. Laying all over her clothes that she left on the bed. I said, you are one crazy cat. You about to get killed. Process. Why we get mad when we're going through a process when God was originally dealing with us in the very beginning, saying, we are assured and know that God being a partner in the labor, all things work together and are fitting unto a plan for God to and for those who love God and are called according to whose purpose?
His
design and purpose. Whose design?
His.
Our design says eat every Krispy Kreme you want to eat, have your coffee, and then when you go to lunch, eat what you want. That's your design, not his design. That's your purpose, not his purpose. Trying to help you. I'm really trying to help you. But we don't want to make change. And then we get mad when the prayer doesn't manifest the healing in my body. I got scripture to tell you why. The Krispy Kreme, it tastes so good when it's hot. They even let you know when it's hot because it has the red. And that when you're driving by, you see that red light. Shoo. This hot donuts now. And then they melt in your mouth when you just. I think I need to move on because losing some of y'all. It's a process, not a project. You see number one? Do you see number one? Betterness, right? Better? This is betterness, right? Not bitterness? Bitterness. Bitterness was something that took a course of time in your life with things that you went through, things that maybe you were subject to, or things that you subject others to and cause you to become bitter. Prayer is not going to change your bitterness. Some of y'all don't like how I'm going to tell you this. Your bitterness is only because of your soulful ways, your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you're bitter because of what you've been through and you don't know how to get over what you have been through, you'll stay bitter. Is prayer going to change your bitterness? Dealing with what caused that will help you deal with bitterness. And over the course of time, you'll be able to learn how to deal with that bitterness. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one because some of y'all are looking at me with daggers. Number two is anger. Anger. I struggle with that one. We'll go to number three. Stress. No, forgiveness. Forget it. We all deal with all four of these. Anger. Make me mad. You'll know I'm mad. That's it. You get mad. Pray for me. Yeah, I love you. Step on my toe too many times, you're going to know how much I love you. Get on me purposely and not trying to help me. Talk about me and my family. Talk, just, I double dog dare you. Why do we have a tendency to always want to lash out at other loving Christians? Why? Oh, because we think that the grace that was bestowed to them must be bestowed back to you because they're Christians. And we hold the Christians in higher regards than those that are out in the streets that don't know Christ. The ones out in the streets that don't know Christ won't even treat you that way. Okay, let's move on to the other one. Stress. Stress. Stress releases so many toxins in your body. And what it does, it releases those toxins that begin to cause all kinds of sickness and disease. It's one of the easiest ways the enemy gets into your body with the sickness and disease called stress. And you won't know it's from the enemy. You won't even know where it's coming from. Stress. There are people that have anxiety attacks based on stress and they don't even know it. What are they stressing about? They're stressing about things they cannot change. If you can't change it by your own strength, your own might, and your will, then that's when God can step in. Once you surrender to his will. Stress will kill. It will kill you. Studies have been shown that the moment you begin to stress over an issue in your life that you cannot change, when it releases all those toxins, do you know that your body releases endorphins to combat it? You're in a state of constant tension within your body. Then you wonder why you can't get rest at night. You're wondering why you can't have peace throughout your day. And then that's the way the enemy takes away your joy of the Lord. The Bible tells you, where does your strength come from? In the joy of the Lord. He knows how to get to it. Do you see what I mean? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. We can forgive, but most of us don't know how to forget. You know how John Travolta said it in Urban Cowboy to Sissy? Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Bam, forget it. He said it like that. It's rodeo time. I just thought I'd bring you into. Fine, forget it. All right. Y'all don't know about me and Johnny Travolta. You know, I used to. Y'all know y'all had that white suit too. Don't let me look at me now. You feel? polyester with all those designs. Shoot. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 in the King James. Y'all should be taking notes. I'm giving you scriptures. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you are saved through faith. Do you see that? By grace you are saved. You are saved. Right? You are saved. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. Your gift from God got you saved, which was his son. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in him. Saved. Have you been saved? Past tense, isn't it? Past tense. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. How many times? Day by day.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's ongoing.
Yes.
You get saved one time because it's all it takes. That's the power of the blood. But we're being renewed day by day. Say process. That process is there for you to understand, to remove that stress. God is here to help you by his Spirit, his word, but you have to diligently seek him. Amen?
Amen.
These scriptures are going to help you. You may be saved, but it seems like I'm being saved from my issues day by day. Do you understand? It's a process. Do not disconnect when God is downloading. Stay connected to life. Stay connected to the source of hope. You are in a process that God has for your life. It will all work for your good, for his purpose and his plan to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. To give you hope and a future. Stay connected. How many of y'all have iPods? Raise your hand. iPads. MP3 players. So a little bit of everybody has something, right? Huh? Well, we need to get caught up to some time when, you know, the Walkman with the cassette don't work no more. And if you got the 8-track in your car, it's time to upgrade. They got CD players now, or we got to upgrade. It goes in line with that, Mama, because we have to upgrade. But when we upgrade, just like on any computer, when there's an upgrade, it tells you don't disconnect. Stay connected. What does it say when you're connected to iTunes? When it's syncing, what does it say? Do not disconnect.
Amen.
Do not disconnect. Now, didn't you select the playlist that you wanted to put on that? So it would kind of make sense that if you selected the songs or the movies or whatever you wanted to put on that particular device, you selected it. Don't you need to have the patience and the promise to wait for it to download? But what happens is, this is what we do. We pray, Lord, bless me. Thank you. I'll see you next week. I didn't get blessed. Lord, I'm going to give you my tithe this week. My tithe. Matter of fact, I even throw in an extra dollar for offering. I'm going to get my harvest. Get my harvest. God, nothing happened this week. Nothing happened this week. Ain't nothing but a lie. You only just started giving. You only just started trusting God. That don't mean you're going to get it immediately. You got to walk it out. Not only just walk it out, you got to trust God in that walk. When you put your seed in the ground, it's got to take a process of dying. Y'all didn't hear this one. You got to die to self. Then the Spirit of God that which gives it life shall produce its harvest in its time and its season. You know what happens when people, and this is not just in the sewing. Let me move out of there because some of y'all already like, I shouldn't have gave my tithe today, but it's all right. Watch this one. I am going to do a diet called an Atkins diet because it works so fast in the midsection because I'm going to give up all of my sodas, my sugars, and carbs and those things that taste so wonderfully good to you. And then you see results and like, what you said, look at that. You know? Yeah, it fits. I'm going to go celebrate and have me a taco. What happened? We want to do things that are going to have a quick result. Project mindset. Project. Because in every project also has a mile mark in the process. Has an ending date on when it needs to be done. So once it's completed, that project is done. Go paint a room in your house. Once you're finished painting that room, that project is done. Now, your process is different. He's trying to change the way you do things. We try to go to the gym and work out because things just kind of just don't look or feel right at all. But just because you did 10 sit-ups don't mean you're going to get a six-pack of abs. And you only went to the gym one time that week. But for some of us, man, we have a tendency to believe that we can just pray by faith. And we go and lift weights one time, we're so sore the next day, we never go back. Kind of like how God does it with us. I'm going to work something in you. It's going to hurt a little bit. You don't throw your tantrum like I cut your head off or something, but it's only just a little bit. But then you give up because it hurts. It's a process. Why don't you go in your Bibles with me, please, to Mark 8:22. When you're there, say amen. I want you to see it, and I'll end with that. Mark 8:22. I'll wait till you get there because I hear papers shuffling. Mark 8:22 through verses 26. Are you there? All right. Verse 22 says, and they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to Jesus and implored him to touch him. Taking the blind man by the hand, he, which is Jesus, brought him out of the village. And after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see men, for I see them like trees walking around. Then again he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and began to see everything clearly. Verse 26, and he sent him to his home, saying, do not even enter the village. Did y'all read that? It says that in your Bible, right? If you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to get one. I encourage you to get the Word of God so that you have access to understand what is going on in your life. Not to be holy and just to carry it around and then leave it at home. It collects dust and never open it. Or it becomes a file cabinet where you have all things just shoved in there, but you never open it up to get rid of it. Get a Bible. What I want to point out to you is that, do you see what town they were in? What village? Huh? Bethsaida. Okay. Now, why would Jesus lead them out of that little village? Do y'all know why? Because I saw some of the before he healed them, why would he take them out? Wouldn't it make sense if I brought you a blind man, Jesus, heal him right here? Why you got to take him out of here? How come you don't heal him right here? No. Go to Matthew 11. Go to Matthew 11, 21. Matthew 11, 21. And I'm going to show you why. And this will give you reference to what I'm trying to show you and give enlightenment to you. Matthew 11:21 reads, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For the miracles had occurred, if the miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you." What took place concerning that region? It was cursed. Cursed. That village was cursed. So why would God do something good in something that's been cursed, that came from him? But would you read at the bottom here where it says Mark 8 and verse 26, "And he sent them to his home, saying, do not even enter that village." God's been trying to get you out of a place that's been cursed, but you keep going right back to it. He has to take you out, thank you, sir, out of your circumstance and tell you, go home, a place that I have built up for you, where you're supposed to be in secure areas with me. But if you go back to the place that I brought you out of, you're going to wonder why that thing come right back on you. Quit going back. Do you remember what I talked about last Wednesday? Maybe a couple Wednesdays ago. Dogs go back to their own vomit. Why? Because it smells just like them. It's very familiar. It's their own scent. That's why they can go back to it. Kind of like our issues. We have issues in our life and we go right back to them because it has our scent on it. We're familiar with it. Jesus made it very clear. Before I heal you, look, come here. Come here. You ain't staying here. I've already cursed this place. It's cursed. You ain't going to stay here. You want to be healed? What does it say? Let me guide you. Give me a hand. Out. And bring that individual out to do something that probably would have made you very, very mad. Don't worry, I'm not going to spit in your eyes. Do you know why Jesus had to grab the man by the hand and take him out? Because he had to show them with compassion. You don't understand what this has already been cursed. You may not understand, but let me lead you out. Let me lead you out. And as I lead you out, hopefully those that are watching you being led out are going to question, why wasn't it done here and it had to be done there? And why didn't you allow him to come back here with us? Sometimes we got to be taken out of a circumstance and a situation in our life so that others can see we're not going back to that same place. Do you understand? We can't go back. If we go back, we just prolong the process. You ever wonder why you got people that shouldn't be connected to you have a tendency to always want to get back right next to you? Always want to get connected with you. Most people that don't have vision want to get around people that have vision. People that don't have purpose want to get around people that have purpose. People that don't have money want to get around people that have money. People that are hungry want to get around people that have food. Sometimes you got to lead them out of their circumstance to get them to a process. But did you notice that it didn't? Jesus did that. The hand of God touched him one time and it didn't heal him all the way. We get mad when God doesn't touch us when we pray. We get mad when God doesn't heal us when we say, heal us. We get mad when we give God his own scriptures back at him and then we get mad. Sometimes we're not seeing clearly. And he needs to touch us again. He needs to fulfill what he started in us. But what we must do is get out of our mess and let him lead us. Then, when he heals him, tells him, now go to your home. Don't go back to that village. Don't go back to that place that you called home. Go to the place where I call home for you. Didn't Jesus say that I go to be my Father to make many rooms for you? He's constantly building for you. He hasn't stopped. And if you got issues that you're dealing with, just surrender. We all have them. Every person you're sitting next to has an issue. Nobody, nobody is perfect. You knowing that should have you extend grace to the person in everywhere you're at. Because you need grace extended to you. We're in a process, guys. We're in a process. I'll finish up with more that I have next week. I want you to understand something. Don't get mad at the process. I've heard Pastor Hagee teach on this. Oh, the process. You got a promise, you have a process. You got a problem because of the promise. I'm here to tell you that Jesus will come into your problem because he was in the city. Jesus was in the city that was already cursed. Do you understand? Telling you that Jesus will be right there in a place where it's already been cursed because he wants to always lead you out. He don't want you to stay there. Can you surrender to what he wants you to have? Can you surrender and receive what he wants to give you? Can you surrender and say, I'm not going back to that place? I don't know about you, but when I lost a lot, I don't want to go back to lose it again. I want to go and get what's rightfully mine now. It ain't back there. How long has it been since I had no vehicle? It's been a long time. I can't even remember getting my own vehicle. I'm saying my own. Not my wife's. Not my son's. Mine. Mine's. Mine's. When I can say, where are mine's keys? Well, my keys. But I know that when it's coming, some of y'all may say, Pastor, you got that radio too loud. I don't care. It's my radio. And if I have every preset dial on that radio to one station, don't mess mine. Just saying. You may want to drink your coffee, but you're going to drink it outside the vehicle. You may want to go pick up something at the drive-thru. You're going in the other vehicle. You ain't going in my vehicle. Because you're going to have that smell lingering. I'm just kidding. Y'all looking at me like, what? Should be the first one in that drive-thru. What's up? See what God gave me? What? Y'all, he blessed me, baby. You want one too? Why? Come on. When you hear of testimonies that are going on, they're to encourage you. Don't get mad because someone got blessed. Get happy for them. Get happy. Shout, dance. Hey, you got blessed like that? Shoot, someone's going to pay my bill off too. I don't have to give them my account. They already know it. God knows it. Mm-hmm. Just don't forget the source. It's God. It's God. It's God. Amen? Are you on a process? It's a good process because it works for your good. God may have not sent it your way. Maybe you caused your process, but he's going to make it work for your good. Don't get mad during the process and come out bitter. Come out better. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, please. Stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your precious spirit amongst these people today. I thank you that the word penetrated their heart, penetrated their mind, and I